This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. District Court Judge Carl Nichols has granted an injunction stopping a ban that would have gone into effect at midnight Washington, D.C. time, banning the Chinese-owned video sharing app TikTok from sale in U.S. app stores. Lawyers for TikTok had argued that the ban would have infringed on the right to free speech and done irreparable harm to the business. Nichols issued his ruling in time to stop the ban from going into effect, but was not expected to release his full ruling until the following day. He filed his decision publicly, but filed the papers containing his full reasoning in a separate sealed document. While part of the ban that was set to go into effect Sunday night was halted, Nichols denied a motion to halt the second part of the measure that doesn't go into effect until November. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared that TikTok is a threat to national security and demanded that it sell its U.S. operations to U.S. companies or be banned from operating in the United States. TikTok, owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, is scrambling to firm up a partnership deal with the tech company Oracle and retail giant Walmart. The New York Times is reporting that President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency and another $750 in his first year in the White House. The Times reported on Sunday that Mr. Trump paid no income taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years, largely because he reported losing much more money than he made in those years. The Times also reported that the president is fighting a decade-long battle with the Internal Revenue Service over a $72.9 million tax refund that he claimed and received after declaring huge losses. At a news conference Sunday afternoon, President Trump called the findings fake news. VOA News. Armenia declared martial law and total military mobilization after clashes with Azerbaijan over the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave, according to Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan on Sunday. Armenia and Azerbaijan reported heavy fighting around Nagorno-Karabakh Sunday morning. The enclave has a majority Armenian population but is located entirely inside Azerbaijan. Armenia accused the neighboring Azerbaijan of attacks on civilian settlements in the disputed region. In a statement, the Armenian Defense Ministry said, "Our response will be proportionate, and the military political leadership of Azerbaijan bears full responsibility for the situation." The ministry also said its troops shot down two Azerbaijani military helicopters and three drones after Baku's forces began bombing the breakaway enclave. Azerbaijan's defense ministry said it had launched a military operation along the contact line between these two countries. It also confirmed the downing of only one Azerbaijani helicopter and said its crew had survived. Belarusian police detained dozens of protesters Sunday morning during a march in Minsk, and security forces in Homel used tear gas against demonstrators as a groundswell of opposition to Alexander Lukashenko, who claimed victory in the country's presidential election more than a month ago. That groundswell continued for a 50th day on Sunday. The protests in Minsk, Homel, and other cities came after Lukashenko, who's been in power since 1994, was inaugurated on September 23rd for a sixth term in a secretive ceremony. The European Union and the United States both issued statements saying they did not recognize his legitimacy. Tens of thousands of people waving red and white opposition flags marched through Minsk in the latest demonstration since Lukashenko was declared the winner of the August 9th presidential election. Protesters were planning to hold an inauguration of the people in support of Svetlana Tsihanouskaya, the exiled opposition candidate who is now taking shelter in Lithuania. North Korea said on Sunday it is searching for the body of a South Korean official killed by its troops, but warned that South Korean naval operations in the area threatened to raise tensions. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un issued a rare apology on Friday for the fatal shooting of the South Korean fisheries official in North Korean waters. Seoul then urged Pyongyang to further investigate the fatal shooting and suggested it could be a joint probe by the two sides. South Korea's military has accused the North soldiers of killing the man, dousing his body in fuel, and setting it on fire near the sea border. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.